One's life does not consist on possessions. Then, one from the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Luke chapter 12 verses 13 to 15. Life does not evolve around self. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.'" Luke chapter 12 verses 16 to 19. The wrong place to store treasure. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Luke chapter 12 verses 20 to 21. The right place for treasure. And seek not what you shall eat or drink, nor be of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather seek you first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, neither does moth corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke chapter 12 verses 29 to 34. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus silenced the man's demand for wealth with a warning that echoes through eternity. One's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. With those words, Jesus shattered the illusion that material gain equals true life. In the parable that followed, the rich man was not condemned for his success, but for his self-centered delusion. Earthly treasures vanish. They rot, rust, and are stolen. But the treasure laid up in heaven, acts of faith, mercy, generosity, and surrender, never fade. They are eternal. They reveal where your heart truly lives. Where is your treasure? If it is buried in barns, banks, or ambitions, then your soul is in danger. But if it is stored in God, if your heart is set on His kingdom, then your life is secure, both now and forever. Let go. Give freely. Trust wholly. And let your heart be rich toward God.